Back here on Sports Talk, I'm Christian Garrick. We welcome in now Eric Crocker, Locked On 49ers podcast, former NFL and quarterback, cornerback. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Good. Eric, so 49ers, Rams, NFC title game, and man, it's hard to pick against the 49ers right now just because of how well they're playing, and hot teams tend to get it going and stay hot through the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I'm tight with my guy Will Blackman. He played 12 years in the NFL, and one conversation we had early in the year when the 49ers were down is that all it takes is a nice run. You know, Will was a part of a New York Giants team that backed into the playoffs at one point, lost four straight games in that season, and next thing you know, they're slaying the Dragons that were the New England Patriots, and, you know, Giants went on to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's all about how you're playing towards the end of the season. 49ers, hottest team in the NFC, the second half of the year, and they're definitely carrying that momentum into the playoffs.
Eric, what's been the secret to the sauce, so to speak, for the Niners getting hot?
You know, I think they just kind of – they found their identity. Now, the 49ers know their identity. They want to run the ball well. They want to play good defense. But early on, it was just kind of hit and miss, and it felt like they were kind of struggling to where there's balance at. You know, you have the dynamic of, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance, the locker room, and all those things. And all of a sudden, at a snap of a finger, midway through the year, clicked. Matter of fact, I think it clicked with beating the L.A. Rams. 49ers ran the ball 40 times, really, you know, put a good beating on them at home at Levi Stadium. And from that point on, the 49ers played much better football down the stretch. Now, there's still some weird moments. You know, you got Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, and although he does win a lot of games, he's prone to do some interesting things that allow teams to kind of stay in the game. But overall, they were able to kind of weather that storm as well throughout the year with really good defense and the emergence of Deebo Samuel.
Eric, we were trying to reach our 535 guest earlier and ended up calling you by mistake. It was kind of a funny moment. And I looked down.
Problem.
I looked down later on my guest list, and I was like, oh, he's joining us at 735. All right. No, anyway, glad you could join us. Do the 49ers own the Rams? Do you think that's a real thing where they – because I do. Look, the Saints beat the Buccaneers twice again this year. They beat them twice last year in a regular season. Do you think that's a real thing where another team you feel like has some in your head? They can, you know, they kind of got your number?
I think there is something to that. Now, again, you know, every time you play, it's a new game. It's basically 0-0. But, you know, with the past games, 49ers, they've won six straight games against the L.A. Rams. And there is something to Kyle Shanahan understanding the way to attack a Sean McVay team. Now, I don't think it's that simple to say, hey, in this game, you know, all that stuff, since McVay struggled against Shanahan, the 49ers are going to steamroll them. No, you know, the Rams have terrific football players. They have game changers on both sides of the ball. But I think I think Sean McVay kind of has to prove to himself, you know, hey, when both of these teams are good, I can beat the 49ers. He kind of has to prove that to himself. And he got a little ahead of himself in the last matchup. The Rams were up 17-0. They scored a touchdown. Sean McVay runs on the field. All of a sudden, he's in the end zone. The ref has to kick him out of the end zone. Everybody's like, man, what is he doing? And after that, it was like Kyle Shanahan started kind of pouring it on, and the 49ers ultimately won in overtime. I don't know exactly what stranglehold Kyle Shanahan has over Sean McVay, but I'm assuming Sean McVay, he's doing everything he can possible to make sure that doesn't continue this weekend.
Eric, I've done this with every guest that we've had talking about the AFC and NFC title games. The 49ers lose to the Rams because fill in the blank.
Jimmy Garoppolo turns the ball over multiple times, and Matthew Stafford does not turn the ball over.
The 49ers upset the Rams because fill in the blank.
I don't even think it'll be an upset, right?
Well, by Vegas standards, it would be an upset.
Yeah, by Vegas standards, I know it's like -3.5 for the Rams. I would say Jimmy Garoppolo does not turn the ball over. If he doesn't do that, 49ers, they've shown throughout this year, they win. Matter of fact, when he doesn't turn the ball over, they're undefeated. So I think, you know, just giving teams that those extra possessions, that can kind of hurt the 49ers or make things a little bit more interesting. If the 49ers do not turn it over, you might see a game closer to what we saw week 10 where the 49ers beat them 31-10, I believe it was.
Eric Crocker, Locked On 49ers podcast, former NFL and Arena Football League cornerback. And Eric, you've seen a lot more Jimmy G than I have.
Yeah,
I like Jimmy Garoppolo. I do. I think he can play, and I don't think he's in the elite category, but I think he can certainly start and win games and have a winning program with him. He's proven that. He's taken the 49ers, or he was with the 49ers when they went to their last Super Bowl. Does he get a what I see from him, though, is that he looks great, and then there's one throw that's kind of inexplicably high or to the other team.
Yeah, so Jimmy Garoppolo, he's won a ton with the 49ers. I mean, his win-loss record, it's really tremendous. Now, you know, you could say, well, the 49ers have had really good defense, that helps, or, you know, whatever the case is, but I think bottom line is he just does something to contribute to winning games. He doesn't play a sexy brand of football, and I think Kyle Shanahan kind of limits how many times he throws. I think a lot of people would say, oh, well, you know, Kyle Shanahan, he wants to lean on the run game, but if you looked at what they did in Atlanta, they threw the ball more than they ran. So what he's doing with the 49ers is playing more to his quarterback strengths. That's what it looks like. And Jimmy, the more he throws, the more he is kind of prone to turn the ball over a little bit. So Kyle has really built this offense around Jimmy Garoppolo's strengths, and his strengths are getting the ball out with timing and rhythm. And when he's on, like, it looks really good. He plays a rhythm. He can throw the ball into tight spaces. He has these tremendous weapons with Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, you know, guys like Brandon Ayuk, and they are really good with run after the catch. And Jimmy Garoppolo's one of his strong points is able to utilize that. He does have the weird moments. I think all quarterbacks do, right? All quarterbacks, they'll have a throw here and there that they would love to have back. I think with him, the reason why it sticks out the most is because he has those, and he's only attempted 23 passes or 25 passes, as opposed to maybe a guy like Matthew Stafford, who might throw the ball 40 times, or even some of these younger quarterbacks. I think I looked at Patrick Mahomes, Herbert, and you look at their numbers, their attempts. I mean, they're throwing the ball 40-plus times a game. 49ers, they don't want to do that at all with Jimmy Garoppolo. So you'll see a lot of good with him. I'll say this, and kind of end on this about Jimmy, but he's not an elite quarterback by any stretch of the imagination, although he does win a lot. But one thing he does really good, he's clutch to a certain extent. Now, I know people, they'll refer back to the Super Bowl, and they're like, well, he missed that throw, and he did. But more times than not, Jimmy Garoppolo, with ball in his hands and three minutes left in the game, he turns into like Tom Brady. So for the other 55 minutes of the game, I probably would rather have 20 other quarterbacks. Before those like two to 3 minutes, give me Jimmy Garoppolo, because I don't know what clicks in his head, but he just turns into a different guy, and most of the time, he's the 49ers of victory.
Eric Crocker, great job as always, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. Eric Crocker, Locked On 49ers podcast. We'll step away and come back. You'll hear my conversation with LSU skipper Jay Johnson next here on Sports Talk on WWL.